Hey guys, it's Mike again with another post. This week I thought I'd try something a little bit different. This is called AudioBoo. It's a little program I downloaded from my iPhone, which allows me to record short 5-minute audio messages and publish them on the line. You can follow these via RSS, or you can also get them through iTunes, which is really nice. Sorry, I'm waiting till the last day to publish a post, but my wife and I are moving to Huntington, and it's going to be, we've been packing and looking for apartments and doing all kinds of stuff. And to be honest with you, looking for an apartment in a college town is horrible. But we found a place and we'll be moving up there in a couple weeks. I'll be staying with a friend of mine down here to finish out the school year. And depending on whether or not I get a job up there or not, I might be commuting back here again next year. I don't know. But all said and done, let's talk about Manhattan. When looking through this, Manhattan is a very easy to use program. A lot of the things that I look at for, not so much for use in the classroom, but as for like staff development and other things, it's great for developing courses. I know Vicky had mentioned in her post that she was developing something for doing with tech steps, and she'd been working with this for a little bit while now. I've been familiar with it for a couple years now. I haven't really used it for much. But I was still kind of green behind the ears, or wet behind the ears, and green when I started doing this stuff. So perhaps maybe now I'll be able to facilitate and use it a little bit more. But I see it as a great platform for doing professional development, especially whether it's school-wide or county-wide. Being able to put all your stuff online out there in the cloud and make it accessible to teachers throughout the county or throughout the state is great. One of the things I noticed that other people had posted in their responses was that they were a little concerned about, not having enough time in the day with only having like a 30-minute planning period. And I know being an elementary teacher with a 30-minute planning period is very stressful. You don't have a lot of time to get things done. But the cool thing is if you work on stuff at home like we all do, we're all teachers, we all take our work home with us, is you can work on this from home, you can work on it from school. And the cool thing is you just keep adding to it and then you publish it when you're ready. I mean, you could start working on stuff for classes or ideas for classes this year that you're not going to have until next year. And then you can just keep adding to it. If you find a class and you have a class set up that you're using right now, the greatest thing about it is all your stuff is there already online. If you need to tweak, edit, or modify stuff, you can download the file, edit the file, repost it, and you've got your update. Text updates in the handout section, it's very easy. Just edit in Word, copy paste, and then save it, which isn't too bad. That's one of the things I like. And you can also, there are ways to do it. I know that they did it for TLI, or Teacher Leadership Institute last year, was they were able, you can hide assignments and things by date. So if you actually set things up in a calendar, sort of like in this WV Learns course, where different sections and modules are locked out on us that we can't actually access until the date comes up, and we can't work ahead. It's the similar thing. You can't work ahead in some of those other ones until certain things are done. A lot of the different options that are available, which I really liked, were like the chat features, the all just the different communications, the inbox, to be able to have discussions and forums back and forth about different things. And as we all know from participating in this little activity, that discussions and forums have really helped to facilitate a lot of learning through people asking questions, how do I do this? And people who can answer it usually do, and which is really nice. And those who don't get it, or maybe even those people who aren't afraid, who are a little bit afraid to ask a question, maybe look a little silly, can learn something from somebody else's post, because there are people who aren't afraid to ask questions. If I don't know something, I will definitely ask a question. And I think that's one of the greatest things about this program, which is, it's really cool. And the fact that it's really user-friendly and easy for people to get along with, it doesn't split too many hairs. The only thing I don't like about it is it's just a little graphically unappealing. I know a lot of people are going to shoot me when I say this, but Comic Sans, I hate that font. It should never be used. Hey, well, it looks like my time is up. I will get back with you.